Okay. Lord, we come to you together, and Lord, we really rejoice every time you give us a chance to gather before you.
主，我们一起欢喜来到你的面前，我们实在是献上我们的感恩。主，我们实在是在你面前喜乐。
Thank you, Lord. You have kept all of us safe, and you have kept all of us before you.
主，谢谢你保守我们每个人的平安，也保守我们每个人活在你面前。
It is your joy, it is your leading that makes our days.
主，实在是你的，也是你的喜乐，你也是天天带领我们。
And the Lord, we thank you that you always remember us, even more than us remembering you.
主，我们谢谢你，你天天都纪念我们，比更胜于我们纪念你。
So Lord, we pray that this morning, the burden that you have given us, we pray that we can receive it.
主，我们今天就这样祷告，主，愿你今天对我们的负担，主，我们可以收到。
And Lord, we love you, we really love you.
主，我们实在是感谢，实在是爱你。
And we remember you.
我们纪念你。
And we depend on you.
我们依靠你。
And we praise you.
我们赞美你。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, the burden that the Lord gave me today is about three things.
弟兄姐妹们，今天早上主给我的负担是有三件事。
And the first of all is that the life that He gives us.Is really precious.
第一，就是他给我们这个生命是实在的何等的宝贵。
And the second thing is this life is supposed to be heavenly.
第二点就是这个生命是一个属天的生命。
So because the life that he gave us is a heavenly life, we ought to be a heavenly people.
因为他给我们的生命是属天的生命，所以我们要做属天的人。
And the third thing is this life he gave us.Is a spiritual life.
第三点就是他给我们这个生命是一个属灵的生命。
Now, as the Bible says, as He is spiritual, so we ought to be spiritual too.
像圣经所说的，因为他是那属灵的，所以我们也要是属灵的。
So this is the burden that the Lord gave me this morning.
这是主今天早上给我的负担。
And let's read a few scriptures.
我们就来一起来读几节圣经。
And the first one is about the life that He gave us.
第一段是关于他所给我们这个生命。
And let's read Genesis chapter 1, verse 27.
是创世纪一章二十七节。
And I think this is one everybody is quite familiar with.
我想每个大家都可能很熟悉。
And Genesis 1, verse 27.
创世纪一章二十七。
Yeah, so God created man.In his own image, in the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照他的形象造男造女。
So the key point, brothers and sisters, the important thing is that God created everything on earth.
这关键点就是神造了地上一切的事情。
But God created you and me totally different from creating them. Creating, you know, the...Birds, the fish, the dogs and cats, and everything that he created, then he created you and me totally different.
这个奇妙就是说，神造我们造人的时候是和他造其他的一切事物都不同，不像造其他的鸟啊，这个动物一样，他造人是完全不同。
He said he created us in his own image.
他说他是照他的形象，造男造女。
Okay, so this is the first place. The second place, another is Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 20.
另一处圣经我们看的是《申命记》的三十章二十节。
Yeah, this is something Moses said.
这是摩西所说的。
And Moses said at the end of his life.
摩西在他生命的最后的时刻说的。
And verse chapter 30, verse.Okay, he said that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that he may cling to him, and he, for he is your life and the length of your days.
第二十节，且爱耶和华你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久也在乎他。
Yeah, so the important thing I want to outline, underline, is that He is your life.
这里一个重点就是说，他耶和华是你的生命。
Yeah, so dear brothers and sisters, this is quite an amazing statement.
这是一个非常奇妙的一个宣告。
Because we all know that Christ is our life in New Testament time.
在新约中，我们都知道基督是我们的生命。
This is 1500 years before Christ.
说这个话，摩西说的话是在基督前1500年。
And then he says, God is our life.
他说，耶和华神是我的生命。
So dear brothers and sisters, the Lord from the very, very beginning, the Genesis time and the Moses time, the Lord is going to give us a life totally different from anything else.
在那个很久以前，在创世纪的时候，在摩西的时候，神就定义要把他的生命给我们，是和其他都完全不同的一个生命。
Yeah, and this life is none other than He Himself.
这个生命就是像他那样的生命。
And then let's come to the New Testament, Gospel of John.
我们来到新约的约翰福音。
And Gospel of John, Chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
Let's read one verse which all of us are very, very familiar with.
我们读一节大家都很熟悉的圣经。
I'm sorry, John chapter 3, verse 16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
And this is one everybody is familiar with.
这大家可能都能够背下来。
God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. So whoever shall believe Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
就神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So we thank the Lord. This is what God did.
感谢主，这就是神所做的。
Yeah, He gave us His own Son.
他把他的独生爱子给我们。
That whoever believe Him shall have eternal life.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Now, however, before this chapter 3, in chapter 1, there are a few very important verses.
That's the important thing that God said. In the
chapter 1, John chapter 1, verse 4.
1章4节,
and this is God said.
神说,
and God said, in him was life.
神说, 生命在他里头,
and the life is the light of man.
这生命就是人的光。
The important thing is the Lord says, I mean, the Lord Jehovah said, in Him was life.
这关键就是神是耶和华这样说，生命在他里头。
Yeah, this life, the life is in His Son, is in His Son.
这个生命也在他的儿子里面。
That particular life is in His Son.
这个生命就在他神的儿子里面。
And nowhere else.
在没有在其他任何地方。
You cannot find that life anywhere else.
我们在其他地方都找不到这个生命。
And then chapter 1, verse 12.
然后我们看一章十二节。
Now, he says,
他说,
But as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. 13. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
一章十二十三节，凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
So here God said one thing.
这里神说
，You know, he sent his son.
他说他的儿子。
To the world.
他把他的儿子送。
Now whoever believe in his son.
凡是信他儿子名的人。
And then to them he gave the right to become children of God.
他就给他们权柄来做神的儿女。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this right to be children of God is something extremely special.
弟兄姐妹们，这一个权柄可以有权柄做神的儿女是非常特殊的一件事情。
Yeah, according to God, He actually treasured that.
从神的眼里来看，他非常珍惜这个。
And He has gave them the right.
他要给他们给我们这个权柄。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this right is very, very tremendous.
这个权柄是非常的伟大。
When this right is given to us, we are His children.
当这个权
God's children.
当这个权柄给了我们，我们就是神的儿女。
And then he continued to say.
他继续说。
He continued to say that you are no longer born of the flesh.
他继续说。
No longer born of the blood, and no longer blood from born from the will of man. You are born of God.
他说，这等人不是从血气生的，也不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
So dear brothers and sisters, this thing is when you think about it, it's boggles our mind.
弟兄姐妹，当你如果再仔细想一下的话，这个实在是让我们的就想不明白。
You know, every man born into the world is born of the blood, or born from the flesh, the will of the blood, will of the flesh of man.
我们想想，每个人我们生到世上来，都是从血气生的，从情欲生的，从人意生的。
But here God says that there's the minute you believe the one I sent.
但是主这样，神这样说，那个当你那个接受主说，相信主所说的那个时刻
，You are no longer born of the will of the flesh.
你再不就不再是血气生的了。
No longer born of the will of the blood.
也不再是从情欲或人意生的了。
You are no longer born of the will of man.
不再是从人意生的。
You are born of God.
是从神生的。
Think about it. This is a very weighty statement.
这是一个非常，伟大的一个宣告。
Okay, then we know that when we come to chapter 3, the Lord Jesus said that to Nicodemus.
然后我们就来到三章，然后主这样对尼哥底母说。
Yeah, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
说神爱世人，把他的独生子赐给他们。
But before this, man, when Nicodemus came to Lord Jesus,
当尼哥底母来到主面前。
The Lord Jesus told him two things.
主耶稣告诉他两件事情。
Before he told him that God so loved the world.
在主耶稣对他说神爱世人之前。
You first, let's read. I think this is chapter 3, verse 3.
Yeah, 在约翰福音三章三节，主这样说。
Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you are born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
主耶稣回答说：“实实在在，我告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
Yeah, so the thing is here, born again. Some other translation says born from above.
在这里说人不重生，当然也有的翻译说是从上面生。
Yeah, the born from above is Young's linear translation YLT.
是从上面生的是
杨氏
圣经的翻译。
Yeah, 是老的一个老翻译。It's an old translation.
是一个旧的老的一个翻译。
So the key thing is Lord Jesus, you know, Nicodemus came to him at night.
这里就说尼哥底母晚上来到主耶稣这里。
Nicodemus only said one thing.
尼哥底母说了一件事情。
And he said, Rabbi, you know, we all think that you are different.
他说：“拉比，我们都知道你和别人不同。
You must have come from God.
你一定是从神那里来的。
Otherwise, you will not be able to do what you have done.
不然你就没法做你所做的那些事情。
Now, he said, we means his friends in the Pharisees.
他说我们这些法利赛人。
Yeah, and he said, we see you different.
我们能看到你和别人不同。
Now, before he asked any question,
在他问其他问题之前
，The Lord Jesus told him two things.”
主耶稣给他讲两件事情。
One, you have to be born from above.
第一，你一定要从上面生。
If you born from above, then you'll be able to see the kingdom of God.
你如果能是从上面生的话，你就能见神的国。
And then the second is verse 5.
第二个，主耶稣讲第二点就是第五节。
Most surely I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
So in the previous sentence, the Lord says about seeing the kingdom of God.
在之前那一节，主说你不能够见神的国。
Now this one immediately he says how you there's only one way you can enter the kingdom of God.
在这里，主说你只有一条路可以进入神的国。
Now to see the kingdom of God.
To 见神的国
you have to be born from above.
你一定要从上面生。
Now to enter into the kingdom of God.
若要想进入神的国
Now you have to be born from the water and the spirit.
一定要从水和圣灵生。
Yeah, so today we just want to share on three things.
今天我们就要分享三件事情。
First thing, this life that he's given us.
他给我们的这个生命
is so precious，
是非常的宝贵。
And the second，
第二
is we have to be born from above。
第二，我们一定要从上面生。
And the third thing is we have to be born from the Spirit， the water and the Spirit。
第二，就是我们一定要从水和圣灵生。
Yeah， so let's bow our head and have a word of prayer。
我们大家低头有点祷告。
Lord， we have read your word and we just entrust these words to you。
主，我们谢谢你啊，我们读了这些。经节，主，我们把经节交在你的手上。
Lord, generation after generation, so many people are inspired by you.
主，历史历代以来，这么多人都被你所激励。
We are different from the animals.
主，我们与动物不同。
We are different from people who did not know you.
我们和那些不认识你的人不同。
So Lord, you are so great, you are so wonderful.
主，你何等的伟大，何等的奇妙。
Now we pray today, you are impressed upon us.The preciousness of your life.
主，我们今天的祷告，主，愿你就是让用你这样宝贵的生命，就是来赐给我们。
Lord, we also pray to you that you open our eyes to see that we have to be born from above.
主，求你把我们的眼睛打开，让我们看见，我一定要从上面重生。
Yeah, we actually are ought to be a group of heavenly people.
我们一定要成为那一群。属天的人。
And also, Lord, we pray that you open our eyes to see that we ought to be spiritual.
主要求你打开我们的眼睛，让我们看见，我们一定要成为属灵的人。
Let your own Holy Spirit reign, rule in our hearts.
愿你的圣灵在我们心中做主。
That we can indeed be a group of heavenly and spiritual people.
我们真是能够成为一群既属天属灵的百姓。
Yeah, to walk with you.
也可能与你同行
yeah, to please you,
来讨你的喜悦
and to be a blessing to people around us,
也是成为我们周围人的祝福
yeah, be with us,
主求你与我们同在
Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名我们祷告
Amen.
Amen.
So, dear brothers and sisters, you know, we read in the New Testament, we all know that Christ is in us.
主，弟兄姐妹，我们读过新约，我们都知道主耶稣基督与我们同在。
You know, this is in Galatians chapter 3.
这是在哥罗西书三章。
Yeah, so we all know that. We also know that Christ is our life.
我们也都知道基督是我们的生命。
Yeah, Christ is our life, and that's actually Galatians chapter 3.
Yeah, 基督是我们生命。
Colossians chapter 3.
是
哥罗西。
哥罗西书三章。Yeah.
But brothers and sisters, sometimes we have to think how precious that life really is.
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有想过这个生命到底有多么的宝贵
？It's just incredible.
是难以置信。
Now, according to God Himself,
神自己这样说。
You know, He made us different from anything. He expectation is we be like Him.
他对我们的期盼就是我们能够像他。
Yeah, and when Moses at the end of his life,
当摩西在他生命的最后的时候
，he says something. He says, "God is your life."
他说，神耶和华是你的生命。
Brothers and sisters, you know Moses went through 40 years with the children of Israel in the wilderness.
我们知道摩西在旷野里与神的百姓40年。
The Israelites saddened the heart of God.
当这些百姓让神的心难过的时候
，Yeah, and Moses in between is in between.
摩西就在神和人之间。
Now, whenever God wants to say something to the Israelites,
当神要对以色列百姓说话的时候
，Moses is in between.
摩西就在那里。
So he knew everything that the God thought about his own people.
他非常清楚神对他百姓的这些想法。
And he also know how his own people have been a trouble to the Lord.
他也清楚这个以色列这些百姓是给神造了多大的麻烦。
But thank the Lord, those 40 years, they are a generation that thought about Egypt.
感谢主，这四十年就是他们从 ，sorry.
There is a generation that only thought about Egypt.
Yeah.这一代的以色列人，他们只是想到这个埃及的事情。
Yeah, especially the men.
特别那些男。
Yeah, but then there's a new generation that came up.
然后就有一个新的一代起来。
This new generation was brought up by Moses, by Joshua, and by Caleb.
这新的一代人就由摩西、约书亚和加勒他们带起来。
Thank the Lord, all 40 years they learned so deep a lesson.
感谢主，这40年他们在那学了深刻的功课。
And went through all difficulties.
经历了那一切的难处。
And finally, at the bank of they are ready to enter into Canaan.
终于他们来到那个河岸，然后准备要进入那个迦南地。
And that's the time Moses had to die.
这时候摩西一定要死。
So before Moses died.
在摩西死之前
and he has words to them,
他对百姓有话说
to this new generation.
对这个新的一代
and one of the things he said striking is this word
其中一个非常重要一句话就是这句话
God is your life
神是你的生命
so dear brothers and sisters very precious think about it
弟兄姐妹们想一想这是非常的宝贵
and then when we come to the New Testament time
然后我们来到了新约时候
you know The Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 4.
在约翰福音一章四节。
And God said, "In Him is life."
他说，在他里面，生命在他里面。
Now that Him is the Word becoming flesh.
这个他就是那个道成肉身的他。
Is Christ Jesus.
就是基督。
And God said, "The life is in Him."
主说，神说，生命就在他里面。
And then a few verses down.
在下面几节。
And God says, "You know." This my son Jesus comes.
然后神就说我的儿子基督来了。
He came to his own, but his own would not recognize him.
他来到他自己的地方世界，但是他世界却不认识他。
But whoever accept him,
但是不管是谁若接受他
I will give him the right to become my children.
我就给他权柄，让他做神的儿女。
Now these people is not born of the will of the blood, is not born of the will of the flesh, not born of the will.Of men, but of God.
但是他就说，这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
So, dear witnesses, you see, this, you know, whoever received the Lord Jesus at that time.
弟兄姐妹，我们看到在那个时候，不管是谁接待了耶稣基督。
Yeah, John chapter 1. And God said, you know, I will make him my child.
约翰福音一章里面，神就这样说：“我就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。”
And that child, the Lord Himself has an explanation.
在这个神的儿女，然后主就有一个解释。
He says he's not born of the flesh of the will of the flesh.
神就神的解释就是说，这些人不是从人意生的。
Not born from the will of the blood.
不是从血气生的。
What does the will of the blood mean?
从血气生的是什么意思呢
？Will of blood means, I mean, you are born different than the animal, so you are. I mean, you are born where you are. You are where you are, what you are born.
从血气生就是说你生来是什么样，你就是什么样。
Yeah, and how about born of the will of the flesh?
从这个情欲生的又是什么
？Yeah, just because the, you know we are all born of the will of the flesh.
我们都是从情欲生的。
Yeah.And then we are all born the will of man.
我们都是从人意生的。
You know, in China, for example, years ago, you have to a family have to run a piece of land.
在很多
farm in the farmer has to plow the field.
Okay, 很多年前在比如在中国那个每个农民他们都有自己一块地。
So he needs 10 kids.
他需要十个孩子。
In order to take care of the farm.
可以来种地。
So.Have 10 kids comes out.
然后他们就有十个孩子。
You know, things like that.
就好像这样子。
Okay, so we come into the world for different reasons.
我们人来到世上好像都是有各种不同的这个原因。
But the Lord says, no, you're not. Now you have a new life in you.
神说不是，你现在开始你有一个新的生命。
You're different from where you came from.
你和你原来起初的生命不同了。
You know, brothers and sisters, the Chinese have so many good examples.
在中国有很多这样的例子。
I'm from the province Hunan.
彭弟兄是从湖南来。
You know, people say that the people from Hunan are very stubborn, extremely stubborn.
有人说湖南的人非常的固执。
Just like a 驴子。
like 当 yeah, 像驴子一样倔强。
Yeah, 驴子。
倔强。
So and then they say, hey, your dad is from the 驴子。You know, as stubborn as Luisa, you are going to be as stubborn as Luisa for sure.
他们就说，如果你的父亲是爸爸是从这个像驴子一样倔强的话，就儿子也像这个驴子一样。
Yeah, 上海人 I mean, Shanghaiians all know how to do business.
就像上海人一样，他们生来就会做生意。
So you're from Shanghai, you must be a business person.
如果你从上海来，你就天生会做生意。
But God says, the minute you believe in Christ Jesus, you are not governed by these things anymore.
但是神说，在你相信基督的那一刻起，你就不再受这一切。
You are born of God.
你是从神生的。
So if you are Hunan, you're no longer a donkey.
你就算你是湖南人，你也不这么倔强了。
你是上海人 ，you no longer be a business, money person.
就算你是上海的，你也不是那个只会做生意。
See, we are free from all the bondage of our history.
我们就从我们以前这些捆绑中都脱离出来。
And this is what God said.
这就是神说的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you know how precious that life is.
弟兄姐妹，你们知道这个生命何等的宝贵吗
？It gives us, it makes us a new person.
他把我们做成一个新的人。
You know, it's separated and not bound by our background anymore.
不再受我们这个背景这些历史的约束了。
Yeah, thank the Lord for that.
我们感谢神。
You know, so then thank the Lord. You know, when we come to chapter 3, verse 16.
我们来到三章十六节上，我们再次感谢神说
：“God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Whoever believes Him shall not perish, but have life eternal.”
就神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
You know, this eternal life is another thing that we are so familiar with. We probably don't know exactly what it means.
这个永生这个事情是我们大家好像听起来都很熟悉，但我们有可能不是完全的清楚。
Brothers and sisters, this eternal life is actually a spiritual thing.
这个永生是一个属灵的事情。
We know our physical life will not be eternal.
我们知道我们这个肉体的生命不是一个永远的生命。
The minute we're gone, we're gone.
当我们离去了，我们就离去了。
We'll be buried.
我们就会被埋葬。
But our spiritual life is eternal.
但我们属灵的生命是可以是永远的。
It is absolutely true.
这是绝对是真实的。
You know, some of you may be only 20 years old, 30 years old. You don't think about these things.
你们中间有些年轻的，可能只有二三十岁，可能没有想那么远。
Us who are 70 or 80 years old, we think about these things.
当人到了七十岁、八十岁的时候，就会考虑这些事情。
But thank the Lord, those of us who follow the Lord Jesus.
感谢主，我们这些能够跟随主的人。
You know, even in our lifetime.
Even 在我们年纪。
You know, our spirit is totally, fully connected with Christ.
我们的属灵的生命，灵完全与主联合。
You know, one day, yes, our physical body is gone.
的确，有一天我们这个肉体的生命会离开我们。
But our spiritual life is with Christ, with God, always.
但我们的属灵的生命会永远与主在一起。
It's truly eternal.
是真正的永远。
You know, what happened to our body, physical body is something else.
我们的生命，肉体的生命是。肉身是另外一回事。
But one thing is so sure.
一件事情是肯定的。
Our spiritual life is with Christ Jesus, is with God forever.
我们的这个属灵的生命是与基督与神是到永远。
So dear brothers and sisters, I'm just trying to say that the life that the Lord has given us is just tremendous.
我只是想说，弟兄姐妹们，给我们的这个永生是何等的这个伟大，何等的宝贵。
First of all, that life, according to God.Is in image of God.
首先，神就说给我们的生命造我们的时候，就是照他的形象样式造。
And second, according to Moses, our life is God Himself.
另外，照摩西所说，我们的生命就是神。
And the third, our life is that life which is in Christ. This is John chapter 1.
在约翰一书里面也说到，我们这个生命是从基督里来的。
No, John chapter 1.
约翰福音
第一章第四节。
一章四节。
And that the fourth is this life is God has given us the right to have that life.
再一个就是神给我们权柄可以有这个生命。
That life is totally free from the blood, free from the flesh, and free from the will of man.
这个生命是与这个不是从情欲生的，不是从人意生的，也不是从血气生的。
And also, we didn't have time today, but if you read on, this life is also incorruptible.
如果我们今天没有时间，如果继续往下读的看的话，就会知道这生命是不朽坏的生命。
Yeah, actually, this is in 2 Timothy chapter 1.
这个是提摩太后书一章。
Yeah. You know what incorruptible means?
大家知道这个不能朽坏什么意思吗
？Incorruptible is the Satan or the world wants to corrupt you. No, this life will not be corrupted.
这个不能朽坏就是说，当这个世界，当撒旦想来毁坏你，想来破坏你的时候，但是因为你有这个不能毁坏的生命，所以你就不会被毁坏。
So, dear brothers, that's truly wonderful.
这是何等的奇妙。
You know, we oftentimes maybe did something not what we should do.
有些时候我们可能做一些我们不该做的事。
But the minute, you know, the minute we turn to the Lord, the minute will come back.
当我们来到主面前的时候，我们就回头了。
You know, these evil things, this devil and this world cannot corrupt you.
那些邪恶的事情，这个仇敌他就不能够毁坏我们。
You know, even if we made some mistakes.
虽然我们有时候犯了一些错误。
But the minute we come to the Lord, the minute we comes back.
当我们来到主面前的时候，我们就回来了。
Yeah, nobody can put us in prison.
没有人能够来审判我们。
So this is incorruptible mean.
这就是那个不能朽坏的意思。
Yeah, so when you, brothers and sisters, when you think about the life that the Lord gave us, it's really tremendous.
弟兄姐妹，我们实在想一想，神给我们这个生命实在是非常的伟大。
Yeah, no matter how rich the people in the world are, you are richer than they.
不管世上人看起来多么富有，但你比他们更加富有。
It's that life.
这就是这个生命。
So I just leave that before you.
我就把这个留给弟兄姐妹。
Okay. So one most important nature of this life is it's heavenly, it's spiritual.
这个生命的一个特殊的地方，本质就是它是属天的，也是属灵的。
You remember this is what the Lord Jesus told Nicodemus.
这就是主。告诉尼哥底母的。
You know, Nicodemus was a Pharisee.
尼哥底母是一个法利赛人。
Actually, he is one of the more learned Pharisees.
他是法利赛人，
有学问的，
有比较有学问的一个法利赛人。
Yeah, and also he actually walked with the Lord. He walked with God.
Okay, 他 actually 到后来与神同行。
He's well respected.
他非常敬畏神。
But that day, those times that they were there, the Pharisees, the good Pharisees there, they saw some young men, you know, young men in Jerusalem.
在那个法利赛人里面有一些比较好的，就是比较年轻人。
Yeah.
一些年轻的法利赛人。
No, they see some young men in by the name of Jesus.
哦，这些法利赛人看见了这个有一个年轻人，名字叫耶稣。
Yeah, and then when they hear him, when they see what he did, this person is totally different.
当他们看到这个耶稣所说的、所做的，发现这个年轻人和其他人不一样。
And Nicodemus has this wonder, a desire to know him.
这个尼哥底母就很想认识这个
So he went to Jesus at night.
他晚上来见耶稣。
And then he told him, he said, he called him teacher. I think he said, teacher, you know, we see you as somebody really different.
他称耶稣为拉比，就是老师。
And he has questions to ask him.
他想问耶稣一些问题。
But before he asked Jesus any question,
但他在问耶稣基督问耶稣任何问题之前
，Then the Lord Jesus told him one thing.
主耶稣据他说
，The Lord Jesus said, "You have to be born. You have to be born from above in order to see the kingdom of God."
主耶稣对他说，你一定要从上面生，然后你就才能见神的国。
So Lord Jesus knew he wants to see the kingdom of God.
主耶稣知道这个尼哥底母想见神的国。
Because in his world, in the Jewish religious world, although it's you know noble and so on, but they don't see. I mean, they don't see the kingdom of God.
虽然当时在犹太教当时那个世界里面，他看起来方都非常的敬虔，非常的尊贵，但是他们没有人见过神的国。
That's why Nicodemus that night wanted to come to see Jesus.
这也是为什么尼哥底母晚上要来见耶稣。
So the Lord Jesus told him that in order to see the kingdom of God, you have to be born from above.
然后耶稣就对他说，你若想见神的国，你一定要从上面生。
Yeah. So, brothers and sisters, this what is kingdom of God?
弟兄姐妹们，什么是神的国
？Now we kind of feel it.
我们可能有点感觉。
Yeah, but I think there are three things important when you think about the kingdom of God.
我认为在讲到神的国的话，有三点重要的事情。
First of all, the throne belongs to God.
第一点，这个权柄是宝座是神的。
Yeah, because it's the kingdom. There's a king. Who is the king? King is God.
这是因为这个既然是个国度，这个国度的有个王，王就是神。
Yeah, so he has the rule over his kingdom.
神要这个在他的国度掌权。
Yeah, the second thing is the king just not sit over there.
第二点就是神不只是坐在他的宝座上。
He also has thinking. He also has a will. He has a purpose.
他有他的想法，有他的旨意，有他的目的。
So the second important thing about the kingdom is what the king is thinking.
第二点重要就是说这个。这个王国度里面这个王他在想什么
yeah, what does he want?
他想要要什么
So the third thing about the kingdom is the character of the king.
第三点就是这个王的他的品格是什么
yeah, so what is he like?
他像什么
So now we know that he is the, very simply put, he is a, is a, he is a, he will keep his covenant, he will keep his mercy, keep his love.
就说一句话简单说这个神这个王就是守爱守约施慈爱
yeah and that plus he's noble
他是这样尊贵
holy
非常圣洁
yeah he's wise
他是有智慧
and all these characters of the king
这些都是这个王的这个品格
so when you think about the kingdom of heaven you at least will think about these three things
如果我们想到这个天国的时候，我们至少有想到这三件事。
Yeah, but so when the Lord Jesus told him that you have to, in order to see the kingdom of God, you have to come be born from above.
神基督这里告诉尼哥底母说，你若想要见神的国，你一定要从上面生。
Yeah, you have to be born again, but born again is from above.
你要重生，就是从上面生。
So this is the first thing he said.
这是他讲的第一件事。
Now.Brothers and sisters, when the Lord Jesus talked about open eyes to see, as you remember, the important thing about the kingdom of God, the first thing is that you can see the kingdom of God.
所以看基督这里讲的第一件事就是你一定要用眼睛能看见、
yeah.
看见神的国。
And then the I always remember in John chapter 9,There is a man who was born blind.
我们记得在约翰福音第九章里面讲到一个生来瞎眼的。
So I think his story can tell us what does it mean by seeing, you know, eyes open and see the kingdom of God.
我想这里可能给我们一点这个能够看见，说什么叫做眼睛被打开，能够看见神的国。
We know that this chapter 9, this man who is born blind, and Jesus and his disciples came near him.
然后我们知道，在约翰福音九章里面，一个生来瞎眼的，然后耶稣和他的门徒就来到他跟前。
And his disciples say, he's blind. So, is he? Did he sin, or his dad and mom sin?
然后门徒就说：“这个人是生来瞎眼的，是他有罪呢，还是他的父母有罪呢
？”And the Lord Jesus says, "No, it's not because of he sin or his dad and mom sin, because in him the God's glory will be shown."
然后耶稣就回答说：“也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。”
Then the Lord just opened his eyes.
然后主就把他眼睛打开了。
You know, put something on his eyes and go to the pond and wash it off, and then he was able to see.
那把一些东西抹在他眼睛上，他到那个池子里一洗，然后眼睛就打开了。
So the eyes are open.
所以眼睛被打开。
But the story did not end there.
然后这故事没有停在那里。
Chapter 9 went on to about 40 some verses.
这个约翰福音九章总共大概四十几节。
So this this blind man's story is like you know 40 some verses.
Yeah, 这个瞎眼的人这个故事总共持续了大概四十多节。
But about the physical eyes, only the first seven verses.
前七节是讲到他这个身体上这个眼睛怎么被打开。
So on verse 7, his eyes open.
到第七节，他的眼睛就打开了。
But then the rest of the chapter.
然后剩下那些章节剩下的部分是关于其他的一些事情。
It's about his spiritual eyes are open.
是讲到他属灵的眼睛被打开。
So immediately after his eyes, physical eyes are open.
当他这个身体的眼睛被打开以后。
So these Pharisees were asking him.
那些法利赛人就来问他
you know, who opened your eyes?
说谁把你的眼睛打开
He said, there's a Jesus opened my eyes.
他说有一个人叫耶稣他打开了我眼睛
yeah. And they said, you know, today is, Pharisees were saying, today is the, 安息日 is a
Sabbath. Sabbath.
Sabbath. Today is Sabbath. You're not supposed to heal anybody.
然后这些法利赛人就说，今天是安息日，你不应该做工的。
Yeah, he must be the one that healed you. Must be a sinner.
那个治就是治你治好你眼睛那个人，一定是个罪人。
Now this person whose eyes are open.
这个眼睛被打开的这个人说。
You know his answer.
你知道他的回答是什么
？His answer is whether he's a sinner or not. I don't know.
这个人说他是不是个罪人，我不知道。
I only know one thing.
我只知道一件事。
I was blind, but now I see.
我曾经我是瞎眼的，现在我眼睛被打开。
And then he went on.So these Pharisees went on to accuse him more.
然后这法利赛人就继续的来那个责怪他。
And accuse this person who healed him.
你来责怪那位医治他的人。
And then this blind man started to say something else.
然后这位被治好的这个瞎子他就继续说。
He said in our history, in our nation's history.
他说在我们这个历史上。
There was never this example.
从来没有过这样的事。
That somebody who was born blind.
有些人生来是瞎眼的。
And finally his eyes were open.
让他眼睛被打开了。
Never happened.
从来没有发生过。
So if something happened to him, if something happened to this, his eyes were open.
如果这样事情发生在他身上。
Yeah, and this person who opened his eyes must have come from God.
那这位打开他眼睛的人一定是从神那里来的。
Now these Pharisees then chased him out of the place.
然后这个法利赛人就把这个瞎子就治好了这个瞎子给赶出会堂。
He met Jesus again.
然后他又见到了耶稣。
And Jesus says, you know, do you know who the person who I am?
耶稣就问他说，你知道医治你的人是谁吗？
I mean, do you know who Christ is? I think.
你知道就想问他，你知道基督是谁？
Or the son of God is.
他问他，你知道神的儿子是谁吗？
And the Lord Jesus, you are talking to him.
主耶稣就对他说。
So dear brothers, sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
You know, this eyes open is not only physical eye.
我们眼睛被打开不只是我们身体上的眼睛。
The spiritual eye.
更重要是我们属灵的眼睛。
You know, in this person's story.
在这个故事上。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you know,
弟兄姐妹们。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
This particular person, after his physical eyes are open, he seek, and he seek to have his spiritual eyes open.
当这个人他的身体上的眼睛被打开以后。他继续寻求，然后他属灵的眼睛也被打开。
You know, remember, brothers and sisters, there was this the story of ten lepers.
弟兄姐妹，大家记不记得那个十个得大麻风的那个故事
？Yeah, and then the Lord Jesus healed all of them.
主耶稣基督医治了这十个全部十个人。
You know, only one person comes back to Jesus.
后来只有一个人回到耶稣这里来。
And all the nine others, they were healed.Physically healed, they were very happy. They left.
另外呢，九个他们被医治以后，他们很高兴，然后他们就走了。
So the real person that was blessed is the person that came back.
真正得祝福的那一位，就是那位回来那一位。
Dear brothers, just think about ourselves.
弟兄姐妹们，我们自己想想自己。
I believe this is the experience of so many of us.
我们中间很多人可能都经历过。
You know, the minute the Lord opened our eyes.
就是主耶稣打开我们眼睛的那一刻
you know, we start to understand a lot of things.
我们开始明白很多的事情
you know, so thank the Lord.
感谢主
you know, we start to understand that God, the kingdom of God.
我们开始明白神的国的意思
yeah, we understand God's purpose, God's will.
我们开始明白神的旨意
yeah, we may not fully understand it.
我们可能不能完全的明白
but at least we have the intentWe have the zeal, we have the desire to understand God.
那至少我们有这样的渴慕，有这样的意愿，愿意去寻求神的旨意。
Yeah, and also we start to be conscious of the character of God.
我们也对神的这个品格有更多的留意。
God is so honest.
神是非常的诚实。
From the beginning to now.
从起初到现在。
And will be for the future.
也到将来。
God never lies.
神从不说谎。
And therefore, now, because that's what God is, now I will start not to lie.
因为神是那样子，所以说因着这个缘故，我也以后不要撒谎。
So thank the Lord when our eyes is opened, when we see the kingdom of God, we are changed.
感谢主，当我们眼睛被打开的时候，当我们看见神的国的时候，我们就改变了。
Now, I became a Christian when I was working.
我是在工作的时候信主的。
You know, after I'm 37 years old.
三十多岁以后。
So prior to that, when I went to school and so on, when people approached me some of the Christians approached me and tried to preach gospel to me.
在那之前，比如说我上学的时候，有人就向我传福音。
I actually rejected all the time.
我其实我一直是拒绝的。
You know, then and I came to the United States to go to graduate school.
然后到美国来读研究生。
And thank the Lord, there are people that live locally.
感谢主，在这个当地住的一些人。
They kept inviting me to their house.
他们一直邀请我去他们家里。
For dinner.
去吃晚饭。
And I always went with a long face.
我每次去的时候都是那个脸长长的。
Because I know what their intent was.
因为我知道他们想要做什么。
And I don't want to be influenced.
我不想被他们这个所影响。
So, but the wonder is they kept inviting me.
但奇妙的就是他们一直不停地邀请我。
While I, you know, have a long face, they're always very friendly, extremely friendly.
虽然我的脸色不好看，但是他们一直不停地邀请我。
And so nice of them.
他们非常好。
And I started to wonder.
我就开始慢慢的。
They have something I don't have.
然后我就在想，是不是他们有一些东西是我所没有的。
You know, I kept saying I want to seek the truth.
虽然我一直说我想寻求真理。
Now it seems that they already have the truth.
好像那些人已经有真理了。
You know, I really am pretty mean to them, but they were always so nice to me.
虽然我对他们很不客气，但他们对我都是那么好。
And then when I graduated, I started to work. I came to LA, started to work.
然后我毕业以后呢，就开始工作。
And I remember, you know, I was so young, so I was easy to get unhappy.
那时候我很年轻，很容易都满足。
And among my bosses, one of them, I kind of felt that he was not honest. My bosses.
我就意识到我的一个老板他不是很诚实。
No, it's not that he's not honest, or I think he's not honest.
我觉得他不是很诚实。
But anyway, so one day when he came to my office saying something, I was so mad.
但不管怎么样，那有一天他又到我的办公室来，他说了一些话，我就非常生气。
I remember I hold on the side of my chair and keep shaking.
我记得我当时是抓住那个椅子那个边上，我就在那里发抖。
Of course, he didn't see my anger at all.
当时他没有看到我这样的生气。
But I was about to burst.
但我当时要发作了。
And just at that minute,
就在那个时候
，there's a voice come from within me.
在我里面就有一个声音说
，It says Lord Jesus.
他说主耶稣。
You know, previously, you know, these people who invite me and I sometimes went with them to the church and never want to say Lord Jesus.
你知道以前这些人，他邀请我去他们家吃饭，甚至邀请我去教会，我从来没有说过主耶稣这三个字。
But that day, that voice just came inside of me.
然后在那一天，在我里面有一个声音就这样出来了。
And then immediately my hands loosen out.
然后很马上我这个手就放松下来。
So that day I didn't burst out to my boss.
所以那天我没有冲我的老板发火。
And otherwise I would have lost my job for sure.
不然我的工作可能就丢了。
But that night when I drove home.
那天晚上我回家以后。
And I wondered in my car. I said this name, I always kind of hated.
然后在车里面我就想，这个主耶稣这个名字我一直是很恨恶的。
But at the critical moment when I'm out of control.
但是在那个关键时刻，我马上就要失去控制的时候。
This tiny voice came to me.
这个很微小的声音就来到我。
So I want to try to know him.
我就想要来认识他。
You know, I will just assume that I'm a believer. I'm going to start.Read some of the things in the Bible.
然后我就假说 ，OK， 那我现在是相信了，我就开始试着读圣经。
I assume I 相信了。
我假定我相信了。
Yeah, and I would start to read some Bible.
我就开始读圣经。
You know, prior to that, the people gave me Bible, I never read it.
因为在那之前，人给我圣经，我从来没有读过。
So thank the Lord.
感谢主。
So in that about one month of time,
在大概一个月的时间
you know, I found this very strange thing.
我就发现一个很奇怪的事情。
You know, this Jesus,
这位耶稣
never thought for himself.
他从来不为自己考虑。
You know, if you read the gospel,
如果你读福音书的话
for other people.
他总是为别人着想。
He always thought for his God in heaven.
他总是想到他天父。
He not a minute thought for himself.
他没有一刻是为他自己来着想。
So I said, this kind of person had never seen, when I read Chinese history, when I read newspaper, I've never seen somebody like that.
我读中国的历史上，看这个报纸上，没有见过一个人是像耶稣这样。
So that's the beginning of my softening my heart and try to know Christ Jesus.
这是我最初我的心开始软下来，开始想要认识基督的这个开始。
Yeah. So, dear brothers and sisters, the thing is this.
弟兄姐妹们是这样。
You know, I think.You know, the Lord opened my eyes.
主打开我的眼睛。
Yeah, so that I know that to tell me that don't keep being that foolish.
一直告诉我说不要那么愚蠢。
Yeah, so I thank the Lord. The Lord give me the willingness to try to understand Him.
感谢主，他一直给我有这样的愿意来更多来认识他。
Try to know who He really is.
愿意来更多认识他到底是谁。
And then the minute I do that,
当我这样做的时候
you know, then in very quickly,
就是很短的时间
and then I discover that Jesus is such a different person.
我就发现耶稣是完全不同的一个人。
And of course, when time goes on, I know He is Son of God.
然后慢慢的我就知道他就是神的儿子。
I also know what a terrible sinner I am.
然后我就意识到我是一个何等样的罪人。
So, dear brothers and sisters, the important thing is,
弟兄姐妹们，重要的是
you know, remember that 10 lepers.
记得那十个长大麻风的。
The Lord healed them.
主医治了他们。
9 of them don't come back.
九个人没有回来。
1 of them came back.
一个人回来了。
Brothers and sisters, the important thing is when God opened our eyes, we got to see Him.
弟兄姐妹们，关键就是当神打开我们眼睛的时候，我们一定要寻求他。
We got to be willing to actually seek the kingdom of God.
我们一定要愿意来寻求神的国。
Seek to know God.
来认识神。
Seek to know Christ Jesus.
来认识耶稣基督。
So that's I'm really thankful for that.
这是我非常感恩的。
And later we know that Apostle Paul kept encouraging in emphasizing one thing.
我们后来知道，使徒保罗一直强调一件事情。
He emphasized that the eyes in our heart has to open.
他是一直说，我们心中的眼睛一定要打开。
You know, I don't have much time. I only mention one place.
就在一个地方。
Ephesians.
以弗所书。
Chapter one.
一章。
The Lord Jesus says, you know, He says, you know, I'll pray for you. I really keep praying for you.
保罗这样说，我一直不停地为你们祷告。
Yeah, that your eyes, inner eyes can open.
所以可以照亮你们心中的眼睛。
Inner eyes can open.
你们心中的眼睛可以打开。
So that you know the hope of His calling.
是你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
And also to know the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints.
知道他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰富的荣耀。
And then the other thing is His surpassing power.
也知道他向我们所显的这个能力是何等浩大。
Yeah, I just want to mention one thing.
我只想提到一点。
You know, our inner eyes is open.
当我们里面的眼睛打开的时候。
He says that we can see the riches of glory of the inherit of God's inheritance in the saints.
他会看到在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
We often know that inheritance. We have to get the inheritance from God.
我们都知道，我们一定要从神那里得到这个基业。
Because we are so poor, we have nothing.
我们很穷，我们什么也没有。
You know what God thinks?
你知道神怎么说
？God thinks that He has inheritance in His saints.
他说他在他的圣徒中有基业。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
you know, if our relationship with the Lord is right,
如果我们与神与基督的这个关系是好
，if we keep pursuing Him,
如果我们一直来寻求他
，you know, you will find.That God consider you and me as His inheritance.
你会发现神把你和我都当作他的产业。
And we don't think ourselves very much. Thank the Lord.
Sorry.
We don't think much of ourselves.
我们对自己觉得我们评价不是很高。
Yeah, we should.
我们应该。
But the Lord sees it different.
但神看我们，主耶稣看我们不一样。
You know, even we don't know very much Bible.
虽然我们圣经读的也不多。
But if our heart is toward Him,
但我如果我们的心是向着主的话
，the Lord starts to see that He has inheritance in you and in me.
然后主就说，在你在我中间有他的基业。
He considers you and me as His treasure.
他就看你和我是他的宝贝。
Unbelievable, brothers and sisters.
我们相信这个。
But that's exactly what Paul said.
这就是保罗这样所说的。
Not only he says there's a glory in that.
他不仅仅是说那里有荣耀。
And he also says the riches of the glory in that.
虽然说到是有丰盛的荣耀。
So, brothers and sisters, the expectation of God for you and me.
弟兄姐妹们，神对你我的这个期盼。
And Christ Jesus' expectation for you and me.
主耶稣基督对你我的这个期盼。
And even people like Apostle Paul.
就像，即便像保罗这样的人。
And when they see you and me.
当他看你和我的
时候。They see something good.
他要看到一些，看到里面是一些好的。
And that, you know, honestly, is talking about our potential.
是讲到我们的这个潜力。
In our honest walking with the Lord.
若我们诚实的跟随主走。
When that happened, the Lord will consider, will really see you and me to be His treasure.
当我们真正的是诚实的跟着主走的时候，他就看我们是他的珍宝。弟兄姐妹们。
So hopefully our eyes can open to see that.
弟兄姐妹们，希望我们的眼睛可以打开，能够看到这一点。
Brothers and sisters, that's why we ought to come to the meetings.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们一定要来到来聚会。
And we ought to come to learn the Bible.
我们要来读圣经。
We ought to come to praise the Lord when we break bread together.
当我们一定要一起来到这里，一起来赞美我们的神。
When we see our own condition, present condition, we may be disappointed.
当我们看我们自己目前的光景，我们会可能会很失望。
But over history.
但历史以来。
That's the condition of God's people.
历史以来，这个神的百姓的光景也都是这样。
But the wonder is the Lord never gave up.
这个奇妙的就是神他并没有放弃。
Now He keeps bringing us forward.
他一直带我们往前走。
Even when we sometimes fall.
即便我们有时候会跌倒。
Even sometimes we made a mistake.
有时候我们会犯错误。
You know He keeps bringing us forward.
他一直带我们往前。
So, brothers and sisters, we cannot stop.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不能够停下。
We really have to walk with Him.
我们一定要与神同行。
So that when his hope, his expectation for us to be his inheritance, riches of glory of inheritance.
一定要照着他，在他的盼望，在他的希望中，我们就是他的这个基业。
Yeah. So this is about, you know, the seeing the kingdom of heaven.
这就是说我们能够看到这个天国，神的国。
That day when Lord Jesus talked to Nicodemus.
在那一天，当主耶稣对尼哥底母讲话的时候
，The second thing the Lord said Nicodemus is about entering into the kingdom of God.
然后主对尼哥底母讲的第二个 point 第二点就是说要进入神的国。
And the Lord says, in order to do that, you have to be born from the water and the Spirit.
主说你若要想进神的国，一定要从水和圣灵生。
Now, brother and sister, I think the water, the important part.The heavyweight part is the spirit.
这个水的这个重要。
No.
对，水的这个重点是在灵的这个部分。
I should say, because the Lord says, in order to enter, you have to enter through the water and the spirit. The heavy thing is on the spirit.
哦，所以当主说你一定要受这个从水和圣灵生的时候，这个更重要的那个点是从这个从灵生这一部分。
Yeah, and.But the water is important too.
但水也很重要。
The important thing is this: right before that.
就在主耶稣这样说之前。
There was John the Baptist.
有这个施洗约翰。
John the Baptist entered. You got to be. You have to be baptized.
他说，你一定要受洗。
In order to have your sins forgiven.
一定要这个罪被赦免，要悔改。
Yeah, you have to repent, and you have to be baptized.
你得要悔改，然后要受洗。
Yeah, baptized in water.
在水中受洗。
And just about that time.
就在那个时候。
When Lord Jesus came to start his ministry.
然后这时候主就开始了他的服事。
Then John in Matthew chapter 4.
在 马太福音第四章。
Yeah, the Lord Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand."
然后主耶稣这样说：“天国近了，你们要悔改。”
So at the very beginning of the Lord Jesus' ministry,
在主耶稣这个施工的这个开始。
And also at that time, there's John the Baptist.
在同时也有施洗约翰。
Both of them emphasize one thing.
他们两位都强调了一件事情。
Repent.
要悔改。
Kingdom of God is at hand.
因为天国近了。
Repent.
要悔改。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
To repent and to be governed by the Holy Spirit are not two separate things.
悔改和被圣灵所管理不是两件事情。
Just think about it.
想一想
you know, if I have some hatred toward my brother,
如果我仇恨我的弟兄
if I have some grudges to my brothers and sisters in the church,
如果我对我的弟兄姐妹们心里有些不满
I need to really need to repent.
我一定要好好的悔改
If I don't repent,
如果我不悔改
If I keep being so critical to brothers and sisters,
如果我一直不停地论断批评我的弟兄姐妹们
And if you keep thinking I and I alone is good,
如果一直认为我只有我才是好的
Brothers and sisters, can you be spiritual? Can I be spiritual?
弟兄姐妹们，你能属灵吗？我能属灵吗？根本没有可能，
No chance.
不可能。
So to repent is the first thing we got to do.
我们要悔改的第一件事就是
You know, not only before we are a believer of the Lord.But even after the believer, Lord, we got to repent all the time.
不仅是我们在信主之前，我们要悔改；我们信主以后，仍然要悔改。
To repent is beautiful.
能够悔改是一件很美丽的事情。
To repent is humble ourselves down.
能够悔改就是能够自己谦卑自己。
Allow the light to shine in us.
让这个光能够照到我们心里。
Allow the Holy Spirit to correct me.
让圣灵可以来改正我。
And actually allow brothers and sisters to correct me.
也让弟兄姐妹们可以来改正我。
So that I believe is the you know is this the water thing.
这就是我讲的，就是水所讲的。
Of course, water also somewhere else in the Bible represents the life.
在圣经中其他地方水也代表着生命。
I believe this place, you know, this place, the emphasis is on repent.
我想在这一点，就说耶稣讲到这个从水和圣灵生的时候，水是指的是悔改。
But the real substantial thing is the Spirit.
但真正要紧的是这个从灵生。
To enter into the kingdom of God, you have to depend on the Holy Spirit.
若要想进入神的国，你一定要依靠圣灵。
You remember the seeing the kingdom of God is almost a one-time thing. It is a one-time thing. You see the kingdom of God, that start up everything.
Yeah,
it's just beginning.
这个见看见神的国的话，这个只是一次的事情。
Yeah, it's a beginning. It doors open.
是开端，就说是门打开了。
But the Holy Spirit is when we get into this door.
这个圣灵可以把我们带进这个神的国。
Yeah, when we get into the kingdom of God.
让我们带进神的国。
And after that.
然后从那以后。
Every single day, every single step depends on the Holy Spirit.
每一天，我们走的每一步都是靠着圣灵。
So this is what the Lord Jesus told Nicodemus.
这就是主告诉尼哥底母的。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, you know, unbelievers probably think this Holy Spirit is a problem, is a 麻烦。
也对于一些不信主人来讲，他们可能觉得有这个圣灵是很麻烦的。
Yeah, whatever I do, there's always somebody you know to watch over me.
不管我想做什么，好像总有人在旁边看着我。
But we the believers, the Holy Spirit is our blessing.
但对于信主的人来讲，这个圣灵是我们的一个祝福。
You know, He always can lead us on.
他可以一直的带领我们。
The you know the Lord Jesus, the last day He was on earth.
大家知道主耶稣基督在世的最后一天。
Yeah, in chapter 14, John 14, John 15, John 16.
就是约翰福音的十四、十五、十六。
He kept mentioning one thing.
他一直不停地来提到一件事情。
He kept mentioning the Holy Spirit.
他一直提到圣灵。
Yeah, the Holy Spirit. He said, "I am now. I take care of you now. I take care of you now."
他说：“我现在是来看顾你们。”
Yeah, but soon I will leave you.
但很快我就要离开。
But right now, I'm your comforter.
但现在我是你们的这个保惠师。
But later there is another when I'm going to leave you and another comforter will come to take care of you.
但是当我离开以后，有另一位保惠师会来。
And this Another comforter is the Holy Spirit.
那另一位保惠师就是圣灵。
Now this Holy Spirit, if you read, you know, John 14, 15, 16, just three chapters.
如果你大家读这个约翰福音十四、十五、十六章的时候
，Yeah, the Lord Jesus says to his disciples, you know, the Holy Spirit is going to lead you into all the truth.
主说圣灵会带你们进入一切的真理。
Yeah, and so, dear brothers and sisters, sometimes we find the Bible is hard to understand.
弟兄姐妹，我们有时候发现这个圣经很难读。
The Lord's provision is He has sent the Holy Spirit to help us to understand the Bible.
神有供应，他会派圣灵来差派来来教导我们。
Another thing is the Lord Jesus says, you know, the Holy Spirit comes, He is going to glorify me.
另外一点就是主说圣灵来是要荣耀我。
So dear brothers and sisters, you know, we sometimes feel there is a distance before me.And the Lord Jesus.
有时候我们会觉得，在我们和主之间有个距离。
Somehow, you know, there are other brothers and sisters who see the Lord Jesus as so beautiful, so glorious.
有的弟兄姐妹们，他们会看到主是这样的荣耀，这样的美丽。
Somehow, I don't quite see that yet.
但有些时候我还看不到这一点。
But the Lord Jesus says the Holy Spirit is going to help us to see the glory of Christ Jesus.
然后主就说圣灵会派来住在我们里面会帮助我们看到主的这个荣耀
So dear brothers and sisters, that's absolutely true
弟兄姐妹这是非常真实的
You know, when we come to pray to prayer meeting when we come to the Lord's table and when we just by ourselves want to praise our Lord
当我们来到祷告会我们来到这个主的桌子面前我们来赞美神的时候
Yeah, and the, you know, the Lord give us the provision so that we can turn our heart to Holy Spirit.
主就给我们这样的供应，我们可以把我们的心转向圣灵。
So you can say, Lord, I mean, you ask the Holy Spirit to help you to see the beauty of the Lord.
我们可以求圣灵让我们看见神的美丽。
The Holy Spirit for sure will do that.
圣灵就会这样做。
And another thing, again, in just in these three chapters,
然后在这三章中
and he said that the Holy Spirit is come to be, it will be my testimony.
他也说圣灵会成为我的见证
Yeah, so sometimes we don't understand, don't know our Lord enough. Now, the Holy Spirit in me will help me to understand my Lord.
有的时候我们不认识主但是圣灵在我们里面就会帮助我们认识神认识耶稣
so, Yeah, the point is then, you know, after we enter into that door of the kingdom of heaven when we move on the Holy Spirit will help us every way
就说一旦我们进入了神国这个门然后圣灵就会在各样的方式上来帮助我们
Yeah, never quit
永远不要放弃
Yeah, we never quit, he for sure never quits
若我们不放神是永远不会放弃的。
You know, even if we want to give up, the Holy Spirit will never give up.
即便有些时候我们好像要放弃，但是圣灵不会放弃。
You know, the Bible is very interesting.
大家知道圣灵非常，圣经非常有趣。
It says the Holy Spirit will never leave us.
他说圣灵从来不会离开我们。
I think this is 14, the John 14 or 14, 15, John 14, I think. Let me see.
Yeah, okay.
Chapter 14,
14章,
verse 17.
17节, 16.
16 and 17.
16节, 17节, yeah.
Just 16, he says, he will be with you forever.
他说这个保惠师,他永远与你们同在。
Yeah, we will forever. He will not leave you.
所以永远不会离开我们。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you know, whether you think you're a good Christian or not a good, so good a Christian, don't give up.
弟兄姐妹，不管你
doesn't give up.
弟兄姐妹，不管你自己觉得是一个好的基督徒还是一个不好的基督徒，不要放弃，因为圣灵没有放弃。
You know, when the Lord sent the Holy Spirit down, He's with you and He's with me forever.
当主把这个圣灵拆下来的时候，他会与我们同在，而且会永远与我们同在。
Yeah. So that's truly wonderful.
这是非常的，奇妙。
Now, Apostle Paul, has something. Apostle Paul has something. He said something which is very helpful to me.
使徒保罗有些话对我非常有帮助。
about the Holy Spirit.
是关于圣灵的。
And this is in chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians.
是在哥林多前书的第二章。
Yeah. And Apostle Paul has a long discussion on that.
这个 保罗在这上面有很长的 一些这个。
Yeah, I will just mention two important things.
我这边只讲两点。
The First Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
Okay. Verse 9.
第九节。
He said, as the scripture says, and God has prepared for those who love him.
如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的。
And the eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and hearts have not thought of.
是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
Yeah, and verse 10. But God, through the Holy Spirit, has manifested to us.
神借着圣灵向我们显明了。
Yeah, because the Holy Spirit sees through all things, and even the deep things of God.
因为圣灵参透万物，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
So, dear brothers, what he says is this.
弟兄姐妹们，保罗是这样想说这样。
You know, there are great things, essentially things of the kingdom of heaven.
在天国里面有一些很重要的事情。
And things your eyes have not seen.
是我们眼睛所未曾看见。
Ears not heard.
耳朵未曾听见
heart has never thought of.
人心里也没有想到过的
yes, yes. There's no way you can understand it.
我们不可能明白
He says,
但他就说
but only God has through the Holy Spirit has shown us
但是他就说神就借着圣灵向我们显明了
So dear brothers and sisters these are wonderful things
弟兄姐妹有那些非常美好的事情
Oftentimes again when we read the Bible and when we hear the messagesOr when something happens.
就当我们读圣经的时候，当我们听信息的时候，有些事情会发生。
And we don't understand it.
我们可能不完全明白。
You know, we may understand in our mind.
我们可能头脑上可能能够
清楚。But we're not able to say amen.
但我们有时候不能说 amen.
And you feel painful.
但你感到非常的痛苦。
Can you help me, please?
你说主啊，能不能求你帮助我
？You know, I really want to understand this.
我非常想明白这些。
You know, so you know the Lord will do that.
主会这样做。
And how the Lord does that?
主是怎么做的呢
？The only God through the Holy Spirit will show it.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明。
So this is where Apostle Paul says this is how important the Holy Spirit is.
这就是保罗所说圣灵是何等的重要。
Sometimes things are very very difficult to understand by our mind, no matter how smart you are.
不管我们多么聪明，有的时候我们脑子是不能够明白的。
But the Lord says the Holy Spirit will explain to us.
但是主说圣灵会向你们显明。
You know, as I said, brothers and sisters, oftentimes we say, I understand in my brain, it's reasonable.
于是我们好像是脑子里想这件事情好像是有道理。
It's good according to logic.
好像是很逻辑。
It has before, it has after.
有原因，有结果。
But somehow it doesn't touch the inside.
但是在心里面好像是不能够完全明白。
Somehow you cannot say amen to it.
好像不能说 amen.
So thank the Lord, there's Holy Spirit.
感谢主有圣灵。
And God says the Holy Spirit will explain to you.
主说圣灵会向你们解释。
And in fact, if you read it,
如果大家继续往下读
the Lord really means only Holy Spirit can explain to us.
主说只有圣灵才能够向我们解释。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
it tells us that we ought to really respect the Holy Spirit.
我们一定要尊重圣灵。
Yeah, it really we have to ask the Holy Spirit to help us.
一定要求这个圣灵来帮助我们。
We really have to humble ourselves.
一定要谦卑我们自己。
You know, and just tell the Holy Spirit, tell the Lord. You know, the Holy Spirit, by the way, is not something separate from God.
我们一定要来到主，来到这个圣灵面前。其实圣灵并不是与我们无关的。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ.
这个圣灵是神的灵，也是基督的灵。
So this Holy Spirit that God has sent to us.
神给我们这个圣灵。
Is His own Spirit.
是神他自己的灵。
Is the Spirit of Christ.
也是基督的灵。
Is also is the Holy Spirit that sent in us.
也就是送到我们心里面的这个圣灵。
So, brothers and sisters, think about the provision that God has given us. It's tremendous.
想一想神给我们的供应是何等的浩大。
Yeah, His own Spirit.
他自己的灵。
And the Spirit of Christ Jesus.
然后基督的灵。
The full of love, full of understanding.
完全的爱，完全的这个
the Spirit of God.
是神的灵。
Full of righteousness.
是完全的公义。
Yeah, and then full of wisdom.
完全的智慧。
Now He.This spirit is now in you and not in me.
现在那个灵就在你我的心里。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
you know, next time,
下一次，
next time if you have trouble to understand things,
如果我们
有 pray to the Lord.
如果我们有困难来明白事情的时候，我们就向神来求。
So, Lord, I need your help.
说主啊，我需要你的帮助。
You know, His Holy Spirit will in which dwells in you and dwells in me will open up for us.
然后住在你我心中的这个圣灵就会把事情打开。
Okay, so, and then the last thing.
最后一件。
It's the Apostle Paul, emphasized is very very interesting.
最后一点，这个保罗所强调的是非常有趣。
And this is verse 13 of chapter 2.
是哥林多前书二章十三节。
Okay, he says, we talk about these things not according to the wisdom of men.
说并且我们讲说这些事不是用人智慧所指教的言语。
Yeah, but by the Holy, by the word that, the word taught by the Holy Spirit.
乃是用圣灵所指教的言语。
And then he said, this, he will, tell us the spiritual things by spiritual word to spiritual men.
然后他说将圣灵的话解释圣灵的事讲给圣属灵的人，属灵的话解释属灵的事，讲给属灵的人。这边有三件事情。
One is spiritual things.
一个是属灵的事。
The other is spiritual language.
一个是属灵的话。
The third is spiritual man.
还有一个是属灵的人。
Okay, three things: spiritual things, spiritual language, and spiritual man.
属灵的事，属灵的话，属灵的人。
Now the spiritual language simply means the word of the Holy Spirit.
属灵的话就是圣灵所讲的话。
Or the things that the Holy Spirit explained to us.
或者说圣灵向我们所解释的那些事。
Now the spiritual man means you and me.
属灵的人就是指你和我。
Yeah. Now the spiritual thing. What are the spiritual thing?
什么是属灵的事呢？
According to Apostle Paul, everything is spiritual thing.
照保罗所说，所有的任何一件事情都是属灵的事。
There's nothing which is not spiritual thing.
没有一件事情是不属灵的。
You know, brothers and sisters, remember?
弟兄姐妹们记得吗？
You know, first let's talk about the spiritual thing.
我们先看一看这个属灵的事。
You know, we come to the church on Sunday.
比如说我们礼拜天来到教会。
Tell me there's anything which is not a spiritual thing.
你说哪件事情是不属灵的？
You know, you sweep the floor.
你扫地。
Arrange the chairs.
摆椅子。预备饭食。
And everything is spiritual thing.
每件事情都是属灵的事。
You know, the Holy Spirit is in there.
圣灵在那里。
You know, you cannot say, hey, I come this morning, I'm going to teach Brother Ji Ping a lesson.
你不能说哦，今天早上我来教会就是想给这个吉平弟兄一个教训。
And you say this has nothing to be spiritual.
没有什么属灵的方面。
No, the minute you give you lecture your brother.
这你。在教导你弟兄的那一个时刻
，The Holy Spirit indeed immediately will shine light on you。
然后在那一刻，这个圣灵就在你心里面可以来照耀你的心。
Are you doing the right thing？
你在做这个正确的事吗
？You know, you got to go over and say sorry to your brother。
如果你做的不合适，你要到你的弟兄那里去跟他抱歉，对不起。讲到扫地。
And you come to on Sunday, you come, you say, hey.You know, this brother or sister who cleaned the floor not clean enough.
比如说礼拜天你到教会说啊，那个扫地的弟兄或姐妹扫得不干净。
And the Holy Spirit will tell you.
圣灵会告诉你。
You know, Go take the vacuum and do it yourself.
就说你自己拿那个吸尘自己来吸。
Right?
是不是
？Not a single thing is not a spiritual thing.
没有一件事情是不属灵的。
At home.
在家里。
And we say, oh, home is different from the church.
啊，我们会说哦，家里和教会不一样。
Yeah, this is just between you and me.
啊，就是我们私下里我们。
Husband and wife. So now we fight.
先生丈夫和妻子之间
with spiritual.
和属灵没什么关系。
You know what Apostle Paul said?
大家知道保罗怎么说吗
?Say, Colossians chapter 3.
在哥罗西书第三章。
Husband, you ought to love your wife.
他说做丈夫的要爱你的妻子。
Give your life for her.
要为妻子舍命。
You know, wife, you have to submit to your husband.
做妻子的要顺服丈夫。
You know, as a church submit to Christ.
就像教会顺服基督一样。
Your children, you have to respect your dad and mom. Dad.
做儿女的要要听从你的父母。
And your father, you cannot provoke your son to anger.
做父母的不要触弄你的儿女的气。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is what Apostle Paul sees. This is what God sees. Our family, life.
这就是保罗看到的，也是神所看到我们家庭的生活应该有的样子。
Nothing is not spiritual. Everything is spiritual.
没有一件事情是不属灵的，所有的事情都是属灵的。
And you go to work.
你去工作。
You say, "Oh, this has nothing to do with God."
你说啊，这个和神没关系。
Now, again, this is Colossians chapter 3.
在哥罗西书三章里面。
Now, you who are servant, you have to serve your master really well.
说你们做仆人的要凡事听从你们肉身的主人。
You have to serve him as serving God.
你要像服侍他，像服侍主一样。
And then you being a master,
做主人的。
You have to take care of those who work for you.
你要照顾那些为你工作的人。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
You know, from the eyes of God,
从神的眼里来看。
Remember, we're not now the sons of the flesh, the sons of the blood, or sons of the will of man. We are children of God.
我们不再是从血气生的，不再是从人意生的，不再是从情欲生的，乃是神的儿女。
As a result, whatever happens to me is a spiritual thing.
结果就是说，不管我们做什么事情，都是属灵的。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，You know, on one hand, we have to fear the Lord.
一方面我们要敬畏神。
On the other hand, we are so happy.
另外一边我们非常的高兴。
Because the Lord is watching us all the time.
因为神时时刻刻的都在注视着我们。
See, oftentimes, we think we remember, we come to remember the Lord on Sunday.
有些时候我们觉得我们礼拜天来纪念我们的主。
We break the bread to remember the Lord.
我们掰饼纪念主。
Do you know how often the Lord remembers you and me?
大家知道主是多么经常的来纪念你和我们吗？
You know how often?
你和我吗？多么经常吗？
Is there any single moment?
每一刻。
He doesn't remember you.
每时每刻，他都纪念你和我。
So, dear brothers and sisters, thank you. We come to this house of God.
弟兄姐妹们，感谢主，我谢谢你们能够来到神的家。
Thank you that God wants us to be His child.
谢谢主，他让我们能够做神的儿女。
Yeah, born of Him.
是神的儿女。
You know, not born of the world.
不是世上是世界所生的。
Born of Him.
是神生的。
So everything is a spiritual thing.
每样事情都是属灵的。
You know, and then he's saying, now in order to understand the spiritual thing.
为了要明白这个属灵的事
you got to allow the Holy Spirit explain to you.
我们一定要允许圣灵来向我们解释
spiritual thing and the spiritual word and the finally spiritual man.
属灵的事属灵的话属灵的人
So the spiritual thing is supposed to be explained to spiritual man.
这个属灵的事应该解释给属灵的人
Now who is this spiritual man?
那谁是属灵的人呢
Brothers and sisters, spiritual man is you and me.
弟兄姐妹们，你我就是这个属灵的人。
You know, because otherwise we will not be able to understand the spiritual things.
不然我们就无法明白这个属灵的事。
And that's why sometimes we got such a mess at home.
这就是为什么我们在家里面是一团糟。
Yeah, because we are not allowing the spiritual things to be explained by the spiritual word, and we are not willing to be a spiritual.
这就是说，有些时候我们不让这个圣灵来把这个属灵的事用属灵的话来解释给我们，我们就变不成属灵的人。
Yeah, we are not willing to be spiritual men.
我们不愿意成为一个属灵的人。
You know, we would rather say, "Hey, Lord, leave me alone. I'm fighting with my wife, and then, you know, in tonight, we are fighting. You know, tomorrow, Lord, I come to you tomorrow."
我们不能这样对主说，哦，主啊，今天离我远点，因为我现在正跟我妻子吵架，明天我再到你面前。
If we are spiritual men, it's different. Whenever, you know, the Holy Spirit explained to me, then I know what God really wants.
如果我们真正是属灵的人的话，当这个属灵的事向我们解释的时候，我们就能够明白这个。
Then I have to say sorry to my wife.
我们就要对我们妻子说对不起。
No, I have to go embrace my son.
我们要去抱一下我们的儿子。
So, dear brothers and sisters, very simply speaking, this is so practical.
弟兄姐妹们，这里所讲的都是非常实际的问题。
Spiritual thing.
属灵的事。
Spiritual explanation.
属灵的一些解释。
And a spiritual man.
属灵的人。
And brothers and sisters, sometimes we think, in order to talk about spiritual man, we have to think about these great brothers in history, a great sister in history.Or in our church, all these great brother, great sister that lead us. These are spiritual men, not me, not me, not me.
有时候我们想到那些属灵的人，我们就想到历史上，历史历代那些非常属灵的那些弟兄姐妹，那些大的这些门徒，甚至我们教会中那些比较长辈，那些好像说啊、哦，不是我，不是我。
You know what Lord Jesus think?
大家知道主是怎么说的吗
？Lord Jesus told Nicodemus. Nicodemus is not even a believer.
主告诉尼哥底母，那时候尼哥底母还没有相信。
You have to be, you have to be born from the Holy Spirit and water, in order to enter into the kingdom of God.
主耶稣对他说：“你一定要从水和圣灵生，然后就可以进入神的国。”
You have to be born from the Holy Spirit.
一定要从圣灵生。
That means you have to be a spiritual man.
又说你一定要做一个属灵的人。
Right. So from the very, very beginning.
从那个最起初
The Lord wants to be a spiritual man.
主就想让我们做一个属灵的人。
Yeah. Whether I can or cannot is a different question.
不管我们能不能做到，那是另外一个问题。
As long as we are humble,
只要我们谦卑
you know, the Lord will make us better as spiritual men.
主会越来越把我们变成一个属灵的人。
But even at the very beginning,
即便在最初
the Lord wants us to have an attitude.
主只是让我们有什么样的态度
I want to be a spiritual man.
我们想不想成为一个属灵的人
I want to be correctable.
我想能够被纠正
you know, I want to be able to understand what God's heart is.
我想能够明白神所要讲的话
So dear brothers and sisters, this is the thing.
就这样
no, I'll just give you two examples and I'll finish.
我就打给大家两个例子
现在几点了
11:35
还有多久
10:1510 to 15
Oh, okay. I'll give you two examples.
给大家两个例子
You know, one example is about me.
第一个是谁
yeah, Me.
Oh, sorry. 第一个是彭明雄他自己
If you are not a spiritual man,
如果
if you are not willing to listen to the Holy Spirit, you cannot understand spiritual things.
如果你不是一个属灵的人，你不想听属灵的话，你就不能够明白属灵的事。
When I first believed the Lord,
当我最初信主的时候
you know, every Friday night I went to attend a Bible study.
每个礼拜五我去查经。
And in that Bible study, there were one elder brother and another elder sister, and maybe 15 other brothers and sisters.
在我们那个查经班里面有一位比较年长的弟兄，一位比较年长的姐妹，还有十几位其他的弟兄姐妹。
Yeah, and so.I believe that time we were reading something, and then David was mentioned.
当时我们在读一些经节，然后就大家提到了大卫。
I remember that time I already read the story about David's sin.
那时候我读过这个大卫犯罪的这个故事。
So when we had the Bible study,
当我们查经的时候
and after several times I said.Why do we want to read anything about David?
然后读过几次以后，然后我就说，我们为什么要读大卫的故事呢
？David is such a sinner.
大卫是这样的一个罪人。
The sin he committed is worse than any other person can commit.
大卫所犯的罪比其他人犯的罪更严重。
Why do we want to read about him?
我们为什么要读大卫呢
？Why do we want to read Psalms?
我们为什么要读诗篇呢
？You know, we know about half of the psalm is written by.David.
我们知道诗篇里面有一半是大卫写的。
So, anyway, I'm very thankful this elder brother, elder sister, they didn't immediately stop me.
我很感恩这个年长的这个弟兄或姐妹，他们没有马上阻止我。
You know, of course, they did not agree with me.
当然，他们不赞同我。
But they did not scold at me and so on. No, they didn't.
他们没有马上的批评我来斥责我。
And I believe I'm giving so much trouble to my other brothers and sisters.
我相信我给其他的弟兄姐妹制造了一些困难困惑。
So that's how I attended Bible study.
这就是我当时去查经的时候的。
No, until quite a few months later.
过了。几个月以后
Now I realize one thing.
我就意识到一点
I realize if I were put in David's shoes
如果我是大卫的话
And I would do worse things
我可能比做的事情比大卫还要糟糕
And then I knew how bad I was
然后我就知道我是多么的这个邪恶
Yeah, and I thank the Lord these the older brother and older sister they were so wise they waited for me to bebe shine upon by the Holy Spirit.
我就很感恩主耶稣，主让这个年长的弟兄姐妹他们等待我，然后等着圣灵在我们心里可以照到我的心里。
So the point is this: think about what David went through.
所以想一想大卫所经历的事情。
You know, if you really know the life of David.
如果你真正知道大卫的生命，
when he was young,
当他小的时候，年轻的时候。
When he was a teenager.
当他是年幼的时候。
When he was a youth.
当他是青年人的时候。
So difficult.
非常困难。
He was the one who really went through the cross.
他是真正的是也是被十字架的那一个。
And later when he became a king.
当他变成王以后。
His heart was so totally toward God.
他的心是完全向着神。
And then at that moment he did a bad thing.
然后在那刻他做了一件。
And then later for a whole year the Lord doesn't talk to him.
然后一年时间，主不与他讲话。
Yeah, I think 9 months, the Lord didn't talk to him.
可能大概就九个月，神没有与他讲话。
And after that, the sword never left his house.
从那以后，这个刀剑没有离开他的家。
David was a different person.
大卫也就变成一个不同的人。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，this physical thing,
这些属灵的事
，this unspiritual, I mean this spiritual thing.It's not I could understand because I'm not a spiritual man at that point.
这些属灵的事我不明白，因为那个时候我还不是一个属灵的人。
I'm not even willing to be a spiritual man.
我甚至不想成为一个属灵的人。
So my dear brother, dear sister, and other brothers and sisters wanted to correct me. They gave me time.
那些弟兄姐妹们，他们想要纠正我，但他们给我时间。
Yeah, so dear brothers and sisters, you see.
弟兄姐妹们
It's so important to be willing to be a physical man.
所以能够有
a spiritual man.
能愿意能成为一个属灵的人是非常的重要。
Be willing to be corrected by the Holy Spirit.
能够愿意能够被圣灵所纠正。
And then we can understand the physical and spiritual things.
然后我们就可以明白属灵的事。
You know, this is my own example.
就非常感恩。
I'll give you another example.
另外一个例子。
It's about the church.
是关于教会。
You know, church is a spiritual thing.As we said,
我们知道教会是一个属灵的事。
In a small word, in a small anything in the church is a spiritual thing.
在教会里的每一件事情都是属灵的事。
There is a story about a brother by the name of A.J. Gordon.
在有一个弟兄名字叫做 A.J. Gordon.
Gordon, yeah.
Gordon, yeah.
He was, I believe, he was maybe 50 and almost 100 years ago.
他大概是五十
About 100 years ago.
对，一百年以前。
And I think some of you may have heard this story.
可能有人听过他的故事。
He wrote a book.
他写过一本书。
The book is When Christ Comes to Church.
是若基督，若基督来到教会。
当
基督来到教会。
When Christ came to church.
当基督来到教会。
Gordon was a preacher in a.I guess as a pastor in a church in Boston.
这位 Gordon 弟兄是在波士顿教会的一位牧师。
Yeah, he's a good Christian.
他是一个很好的基督徒。
And one Saturday night, he had a dream.
一个礼拜六晚上，他做了一个梦。
He dreamed that on Sunday.
他梦见在礼拜天。
He was there preaching.
他在那里讲道的时候
，and the church is full of people already there.
那里这个教会里坐满了人。
And then suddenly he saw a man coming in.
突然他看一个人走进来。
He dressed very simple.
穿着很很简单。
He walked from the back, coming in, trying to find a seat.
从后面进来，想要找个位置。
So finally, he found a seat. Somebody gave him a seat.
然后有人就给他一个座位。
So he just sat there.
然后他就坐在那里。
And then this Gordon, at the right time, the Gordon started to preach.
然后在那个时候，这个高登弟兄就开始讲道。
So while he was preaching.
当他在讲道的时候。
He always felt that that person is watching him.
他总是觉得那个人在看着他。
Of course, and then, so while he was preaching,
当他在讲道的时候
，He thought, I don't know what he would think of me, how he would think about our brothers and sisters, how would he think about this building.
他就想，我不知道这个人他怎么来看我的讲道，也不知道他怎么看在座的其他的弟兄姐妹怎么来看我们这个教会。
So when he finished his preaching.
当他讲完道以后
He very quickly went to that person.
他就很快地走到那个人面前
And that person went to the back.
然后那个人就到后面去了
And already left.
已经离开了
So went to the gate. He went to the door.
然后他就
Gordon went to the door.
然后 Gordon, 这个他就出了门
And that person, that brother was, a brother was standing there.
然后那位弟兄就站在那里
So Gordon said, who is that guy? Who is that person?
然后 Gordon 就问说那个人是谁
He said,That person is Jesus.
他们就说那个人是耶稣。
And then he said, "Where is he now?"
他就问他现在在哪里。
He's gone.
他说他已经走了。
So, from that day on, Gordon is changed.
从那天开始，这个 Gordon 就改变了。
They used to have a big chorus, a big singing group.
以前他们教会有很大的一个诗班。
And if I read correctly, they even have this pipe organ.
他们好像原有那个大的那个风琴。
管风琴，对。
管风琴。
But now they stopped using that.
然后他们就不再用那个了。
They stopped using any of the exterior things.
他们就不再用这些外面的事情。
So Gordon is changed.
然后 Golden 改变了。
Now the church is changed.
然后教会也改变了。
The brother that introduced the story to us was Brother Stephen Kong.
向我们讲这个故事的是江弟兄。
Many years ago, he came to us.
很多年前他给我们说。
I think within 10 minutes or 20 minutes, he told us this story.
大概不到十分钟，他就给我们讲了这个故事。
It left a deep impression in me.
然后就给我留下了很深的印象。
And I believe it left a big impression on brothers and sisters.
我想也给其他的弟兄姐妹留下很深的印象。
What if Christ Jesus came to us?
若基督真的来到我们中间。
Brothers and sisters, the church, our gathering is a spiritual thing.
弟兄姐妹，我们的教会如何聚集是一件属灵的事。
We may not see it this way.
我们可能没有这样看。
But Christ Jesus see it that way.
但是主耶稣是这样看的。
You know, we sometimes very clever saying things.
有时候我们觉得自己很聪明，我们可以讲一些话。
But when Christ sits over there, he hears everything.
但是当主坐在那里时候，他一切都听得见。
Lord Jesus only wants to hear honest things.
主他只想听到我们这个诚实的。
He only wants to hear things that can edify.
他只想听到那些可以建造我们的事情。
He only wants to hear things that are encouraging.
听到那些可以鼓励我们的话。
Now he only wants to hear things that may bring us back to him.
喜欢听到那些可以把我们带回到他那里的那些事情。
And then finally,
最后
he really wants every brother, every sister to be a spiritual man.
他非常期盼每一位弟兄姐妹都做一个属灵的人。
Spiritual man doesn't.It has nothing to do with eloquence. Nothing to do with that.
做一个属灵人，并不是说一定我们要讲话非常的会讲话。
And nothing to do with whether you can memorize two or three books.
也不在于我们是否能背几本圣经的书。
Yeah, spiritual man means that we are honestly living before the Lord.
属灵人就是说我们要诚诚实实的活在主的面前。
We honestly allow the Lord.The Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ Jesus, and this Holy Spirit be in me and guide me.
我们诚诚实实的让神让 神的灵、基督的灵，让住在我们里面的圣灵来管理我们。
So, brother and sister, I think my time is up.
弟兄姐妹，我时间到了。
And the important thing is, Lord, is brothers and sisters, let's really treasure this thing, that life of Christ in us.
这个事情， really、事情就是我们一定要珍惜在我们里面这个神的生命。
Of course, we have our physical body.
当然，我们有我们的肉体的生命。
But do not let that govern us.
但不要让那个肉体生命来管掌管我们，不要让那个来束缚我们。
Allow the new life, the life of Christ reign in us.
要让那个新的生命，那个基督的生命来管理我们。
We're no longer born by the will of the blood, no longer born by the winger, born by the will of man.
不再是从这个血气生的，从情欲生的，从人意生的。
We have a life in us that is born of God.
我们里面这个生命是从神生的。
And also, the Lord wants us to be a spiritual man, every single one of us.
而且主是希望我们中的每一个都成为一个属灵的人。
Whether you're 80 years old or whether you're 20 years old.
不管你是八十岁还是二十岁。
We want to be a spiritual man.
神希望我们是一个成为一个属灵的人。
Respect the Holy Spirit.
尊重圣灵。
Allow the Holy Spirit guide me, correct me.
允许圣灵来纠正我，来带领我。
That we can really see the kingdom of God.
我们就能真正看见神的国。
Now we can really see, brothers and sisters, see our gathering as a spiritual thing.
我们就能够看见我们的聚集就是一个属灵的一个聚集。
And we also can see our family.
我们也看到我们的家庭。
A spiritual thing.
是一个属灵的家庭。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
I believe this is the burden of our Lord Jesus.
我想这也是我们主耶稣的一个负担。
I believe this is also obviously the burden of Apostle Paul.
也是使徒保罗的负担。
May that be a burden of all of us.
也愿那成为我们每个人的负担。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, oftentimes we think we are not worthy.
主，常常我们觉得我们不配得。
Indeed, we're not worthy.
的确，我们是不配得。
But Lord, the wonder is you don't see us that way.
但奇妙的是，主，你却不这样看我们。
You see us as your treasure.
你看我们是何等的宝贵。
You see us as your inheritance.
你看我们是你的属天的基业。
You have great expectation for us.
对我们有何等大的期盼。
And you have sent your son to the world.
你怕你的儿子才到地上来。
His body is broken, his blood is shed.
他的身体裂开，他的血流出。
But a new covenant is established.
为我们立了这个新约。
Yeah, but also, Lord, we thank you for sending your own spirit to dwell in all of us.
主，我们谢谢你差遣你自己的圣灵住在我们每个人中间。
That we can be corrected.
让我们可以被改正。
That we can walk right.
我们可以走的在正确的道路上。
That we can great hope. We can have great hope.
我们有这样的伟大的盼望。
And we can be called.
我们可以被呼召。
Lord, we thank you so much.
主，我们谢谢你。
We want to please you.
我们想讨你的喜悦。
We want to be a blessing to brothers and sisters.
我们也想成为我们周围弟兄姐妹的祝福。
We want to be a blessing to people where we work with.
我们也想成为我们与我们一起工作那些人的祝福。
So Lord, we pray that you be with all my brothers and sisters.
主，我们求你与我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹们同在。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉我们耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.